Tess Ador Sheni, Tuesday the 15th of March, Rabbi Emmanuel Danan, a need to need.
Good morning. It is a pleasure to have the opportunity yet again to share with you a few words. I thought just before we start along the journey, I left the title actually a bit ambiguous. I was asked, what am I speaking about? Hechus challah, hechus baking matzahs. But what I am talking about is about losh, the loch of kneading on Shabbos, which I do hope you'll agree with me is quite pertinent, especially in today's world. Today with instant, everything's instant cereal, instant, there are many foods which are susceptible to lisha. But just before I start, I just felt I had to share with the Olam here today just something about the current situation. It's just incredible what's happening in the world, what's happening in Japan, what happened unfortunately in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. It's such a... There was unfortunately a retzicha of a family. A family, a father and mother and three children were murdered in Itamar. And the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us are so powerful that this world is not it. This world is just an antechamber to the next room, to the next world. And as I was coming in today, David Chesner said to me, "This is where it's all happening here in this Beis Hamikdash." And I said to David, "This is the epicenter." Yeah, we have our map. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own map, right? Rav Dessler used to say, "America is enormous, right? And Russia is even bigger on the world map. But in the spiritual map, on the Ruchnisdika map, it's a different map. Eretz Yisrael, a tiny little thing, is enormous." He used to say about Gateshead, up there, a speck, really up in Shemayim, they have a different map. And the lessons which is so clearly being displayed to us is that we're not here to stay. And I feel that the Kiddush Hashem, that people are working, people who have got, whose lives are full of activity and busy earning a parnasa, and yet nevertheless they dedicate a time, bikvios, in a fixed manner to learn Torah, that is a Kiddush Hashem. That is a proclamation that I know where I'm heading in life. I know that this is just an antechamber. And to me, the whole idea of this Moisad, of Moshe, and especially the program Start the Day the Torah Way, organized so efficiently by our Yedid Dudi Itzkovich, is just something which is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and it's a tremendous proclamation. That itself is a declaration. Rabbi Isai, I would like to speak about Lisha. What I hope to do is go through the very basics. Now, I'm not really going to be doing the subject justice because I'm allocated, I've now got 25 minutes to try and cram in what actually in Kailo it took us a number of weeks to learn, just to get some idea of clarity. In fact, Losh is one of those milach that the Gemaras are actually not so straightforward. There's only actually three relevant Gemaras to Lisha, and there seems to be contradictions all over. And even the biggest problem with this melacha is that when the Poskim, when the Shulchan Aruch, and even the Gemara speak about certain things, it's hard to understand, to conceptualize what is the exact metzias, which makes it even the journey even more difficult. But I do hope that by the end of this shiur, we'll have gained some clarity on this matter. Okay, let's start from the beginning. The definition of losh. Losh is melacha number 10, and losh is kneading. The way it was done in the Mishkan is with the dyes, the samamonim, which they used to produce dyes for the yerios, for the curtains, were first of all made from herbs, the samamonim, which were crushed, toichen, and then they were made into a paste. And subsequently, that paste was placed in water and made the dye. The melacha is, the melacha of Losh is having small particles and binding them together to make one mass. The typical example is flour and water. You have flour, which is fine, fine particles. You add the water, you make the dough, you have turned the particles into a new entity, into a dough. That's the basic melacha of Losh. Then we have machlokes tanoim between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda. And the machlokes is as follows. There are two stages in kneading. Stage number one, Rabbi Yisai, is the pouring of the water, the addition of the liquid to the solid, or vice versa. Right? That's you haven't got the materials mixed. You're not going to be able to mix anything. So the number one stage, stage number one is Nesinas Maim. Stage number two, Rabbi Yisai, is?
The mixing,
the gibble. Right? So there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda. What stage is one chayev already? Do you have to actually do the kneading? Or does it suffice to just merely add the water to the flour, and although it's not a finished product yet, although I'm far from finished, I am already done enough of an activity to be chayav, to be obligated on that action alone. Where do we find such a thing that although an activity, although something is not finished, nevertheless you can already be chayav? A typical example is in the melacha of melave. Melave, Rabbi Yitzchak, has got three stages. It's got stage number one, which is shriya. Shriya means just merely soaking the garment in water. Stage number two is the shifshuf, the rubbing. And stage number three is the schita, is the squeezing. On each one of these, right, a person has got a stain, some food just dropped or some drink just dropped on his shirt. And all he's doing is not doing any rubbing. He takes some water and dabs it on. He's already chayef. Although he takes a garment, he doesn't want it to stain, to make a permanent stain, and he throws the whole garment into a bowl of water, he is already chayev. It's far from ready. What's he going to do with a soaking wet garment? Nevertheless, it's enough of a stage to be chayev. So here we have a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Can he be chayev on the nesinas mayim? So Rebbe says, you're already chayev. As soon as you've added the water to the flour, you are already chayev mishum losh. It's far from finished. I definitely have to continue kneading the bread. Nevertheless, I'm already chayev. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda says, you're only chayev, ein chayev ad sheyegabel. Only, the obligation only comes once you have mixed it up, once you've turned it into a dough. Stage number one is not osur, is not forbidden according to Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda. Right? How do we paskin? So the majority of Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda. The reason is we have a Mishnah in Shabbos called Nun Hei, which seems to take the view of Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, and therefore the most Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rif, the Rambam, paskin like Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. Therefore, one is only obligated, Rabbi Yisai, if one mixes up. Stage number one is actually technically completely mutar, even midrabanan, right? How is he going to do stage number two? So we'll get to that in a few minutes, right? Obviously, if the melacha is the kneading, so we're going to have to give him a way of how he is to knead on Shabbos. However, some Rishonim, being the Sefer HaTruma, the Smak and the Smag, they hold that even they paskin like Rebbe, and even on the Nesinas Mayim Bilvad, even on the mere addition of the water, you're already chayev. Right? How do we paskin? Rabbi Yisai, the Ikka Alocha is like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. We paskin like most Rishonim, that you're only chayev on the Nesinas Mayim. However, we are machmir lechatchila for Rebbe. That means if you can, be stringent and try and avoid the nesinas mayim. Right? However, since the ikar locha is like Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, therefore, if necessity requires, for instance, baby cereal, for instance, baby food, or food for somebody who's not well, or some amekel, there are a lot of people in Klal Yisrael who egg and mayonnaise, and they don't want to peel the eggs, they don't want to prepare the whole egg mayonnaise egg salad before Shabbos because they're concerned for an egg which has been peeled, which has been left overnight. So since it's not really an option to wait till Shabbos, therefore some people are making. And the reason for that is since the Ika Halacha is like Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, we're only Choshesh Lechatchila for Rabbi, therefore if necessity requires, one can be lenient on this matter. Right, that's talking about, that's flour and water, or matzah meal and water, things which become, they're called bar gibul. Bar gibul means, it's something which when needed, becomes one mass, one entity, like a dough. You can't see individual parts in a dough. You can't see the individual parts of the flour which are just stuck together. It's a completely new entity. It's you have made from lots of parts into a new one dough, one mass, a oneness. You could use the phrase ponim chadoshos bo lekan. Right? It's not mere combination of the pieces, it's a transformation of the pieces into one mass. That's called a bar gibul. Rabbi say, what about einoi bar gibul? So first of all, let's explain what an einoi bar gibul is. An einoi bar gibul is something like wet sand. Right? Even if you take a clod of sand, not earth, earth is a bar gibul. You make it's a oneness. But sand, coarse sand, which you find on the seaside, it's not together. You throw it onto the ground, proof is you throw it onto the ground, the pieces are together, but they haven't transformed themselves into a oneness. You throw it onto the ground, they'll split up into their individual pieces. Right, so on the one hand, you've bound them together, but you haven't made them into one mass. So what is the status, what is the halachic status of Einar Bar Gibul? So here we have, and this is the first machlekes, an extreme machlekes. Yeah? According to the Rambam Rabbi Yisai, Einar Bar Gibul, since we pass in like Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, Einar Chayev Ad Sheyegabel, says the Rambam, take the words literally. The words are to be translated literally. Therefore, since you need to do gibul, something which is not a bar gibul, you can't be chayv. Because you've got to do gibul. Something such as sand, which is not bar gibul, you can't do gibul to it. So therefore, according to the Rambam, ain bar gibul is more lenient, is more kuladik than a bar gibul. Right? According to the Rambam, even if you actually, not only if you add the water to the Einar Bar Gibul, is that permissible? Right? Minatayra. But even the actual kneading itself is not also Minatayra, because you're not being Megabel. But it is also Midrabona. The reason why it's also Midrabona, because it has a similarity to Bar Gibul, and therefore Chazal said, you're not allowed to be Megabel. That is the opinion of the Rambam. However, the other Rishonim say, they disagree vehemently, and they say, exactly the opposite from the Rambam. They say, although we normally paskin like Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, yeah, and we say Ein Echayv Ad Sheyegabel, nevertheless, that's by a bar gibul. The reason is something which, such as flour, will take that will be our typical example: flour and water. You add the water to the flour, so then you can say that you've got something significantly. You're a significant step away from the final product because you haven't done the main action, which is to knead it into one dough. So that's when Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda says you're going to be chayev. You're not chayev unless you actually do the mixing. However, but ain't a bar gibul. What in the end of the day, what are you going to come out with? You're only going to come out with a mixture, right? A mixture which is bound together, but it's not a oneness. So therefore, here it becomes even more chomor. Then Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda agrees to Rabbi that the main thing is the nesilas hamayim. The main thing, you've started the process by merely adding the water to the sand. You've started the mixing. So therefore, although you need to further mix it, you need to make it into a clod, but you've done the main action, and therefore it would come out according to this. That Einar Bar Gibul is actually more chomer than bar gibbul. Am I saying, you following me? That means by bar gibbul, the ikar loch is like Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda, the wee paskin, you only chayv if you actually do the mixing. But by einai bar gibbul, yeah, einai is something which doesn't mix well, then you chayv already on the nesinas mayim. What relevance is this? Children playing on a sand pit, yeah, and let's say they're not going to mix it up. Yeah? Merely pouring the water, right? Merely pouring the water on, if a person's just got a jug of water and he wants just to pour it away, and he just pours it on the sand. So according to these, this is more, even if we would have allowed you to do that onto flour, but a sand is more chamur, because sand is not variable, and therefore you, even the conservative of Yehuda, it will be forbidden.
It's rain.
Sorry?
If it's rain.
Rain?
Can the kids play with the sand and the water?
Because
you've got the mixing. Would they be allowed to
play? Right, so anyway, we're going to see that children should not play in sand pits. Children should not play in sand pits unless it remains dry because of the problems of, yeah, because the problems of gibble. That we have to be concerned that even if you've got a collection of water there already, but nevertheless you can still be chayav on actually the continuation of the mixing. It's very likely that they're going to come and add water to the sand, and apart from that, there might be a problem might be a problem of ksiva, believe it or not. Ksiva applies not just to 2D, but if you make a form of something, if you're making a form of a castle or something which represents a significant thing, not just shapes. Therefore, an example is serviettes in the shape of a swan, yeah, where it's not just the shape, it's representing something. That's another reason why it's a ksiva on a drabonan level, albeit because it's only temporary. Nevertheless, because of those reasons, it is advisable to not let children. Sorry? That is an interesting point. Yeah.
When you put the water in the sand,
is blacha shein
matzalicha.
You're right. Yeah. He won't be chayev. It will be a psikresha, but nevertheless, psikresha should be avoided, right? Because although you're not intending for that, right? Right. So that's why I've written in number 4 and number 5. Let's just go through. Bar gibul is nidbak heitev. It's stuck together. Nase lachativa achas. It becomes a oneness. Number 5. Its individual parts are just stuck together but have not become one mass. Right? Now, this is halacha, what we're about to tell you is of most importance, especially to today. So, as we said, most poskim paskin like Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, and therefore you only chayev if you actually do the mixing. And that's the way the Rambam paskins. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins mikadim. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Mem, Seif Yud Beis, Hanaisen Zera Pishtan, Oysum Simin V'chayotzadahem, a person who places Zera Pishtan is a type of flax, or sesame, crushed sesame. I don't think it was to happen with our sesame. Crushed sesame, which is floury. The kayotze b'zeh, b'mayim, chayav mishum losh. If you put them into water, or vice versa, mipnei shemis'arbim v'niklim zeh b'zeh. Because they're already mixed up by themselves. All you did was nisina samayim. So what's the question, Rabbi Yisai? So ask the Ha'il HaShabbos, but you're passing like Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda. You only chayev if you mix up. So how come here, all he did was there a pishtan, he added water, he's already chayev. So all the Achronim say, you know when Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda requires a mixing? When it needs a mixing. But when it doesn't need the mixing at all, so you've done everything. Then the Nesinas Mayim has done everything. You don't need to mix it. The mixing has automatically done by you adding the water. And this halacha has a most significant, a tremendous relevance today. And I brought a few illustrations. This is Quaker oats, right? I add water to it, and I'm going to make it a blila ova. A blila ova means a thick doughy mixture. And you're going to see, all I'm doing is add the water to it, and I don't need to do anything else. I'll leave it there, and I'll put enough water, and you'll see, I don't need to do anything to it. This is Rabbi Falk's chashash. This is crumbs of cornflakes. So I'm going to see, demonstrate together with you, I haven't seen it yet, but he says that one should be careful with this, because as well you don't need to add any, you don't need any mixing. So we shall see if that works. Okay, I added water, it's the same thing. I think I added a bit too much water here. So this is oatmeal. I mean, if I wait another 10 minutes, it'll be completely a oneness. But it's already now, you can see, I added a drop too much water. But it's already now, you can see, that I don't need to mix it up. I don't need any mixing. It's completely finished already. Right? You don't need to mix up anything already. This is an example of Zerapishkan, of this halacha of Zerapishkan.
Yeah, another water.
Sorry? We're going to get to that, right? That doesn't mean it's out of bounds, and it can't be used on Shabbos, but I'm just showing you an example that even b'shat ha-tzarech you can't be makel, because we are only makel to rely on Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, but here, doesn't any mixing. What's a typical breakfast cereal of this that applies to Rabbi Yitai? Weetabix, right? Weetabix, if a person makes a like a dough, similar to what I've displayed there, a vlila ova, it's mamash a chashash doraisa. It's a chashash of a doraisa, he's doing it in a normal way, right? And therefore, it's something to be very careful of. And those are the examples I've given, milk on Weetabix, oatmeal, and baby cereal, rice, right? Baby rice, which is very fine. Literally nothing you have to do to it. Now, in Koilel, so I just wanted to show you what we asked from Ifa. This is matzah meal. And to us, it seemed to be exactly the same as the others. This is matzah meal. And the parts where the water mixed is completely, it's completely doughy. And nevertheless, no one says matzah meal has got the status of Weetabix. Can you see? The bits which have mixed don't need any more mixing. So why is that permissible? Right? Why? So we asked this to Rav Falk, and he says, and here's the chiddush. He said, okay, the bits which are mixed don't need any more mixing, but there are lots of parts here which haven't mixed. Can you see? There are lots of parts which haven't mixed, and therefore, although that bit which you've mixed doesn't need anything else, nevertheless, it's not a finished product. It's not a person would never would never finish then. He would continue mixing it. And therefore, although the bits, and that was the chiddush to us, that although the bits which are mixed don't need any more mixing, but you're not interested in, so you're not interested in crumbs and bits and pieces everywhere. The typical way is to continue and mix it all the way. Therefore, that has a status of, it's not got the status of bar gibbel, but I love bar gibbel.
Okay.
If it's also there was no difference, right? If it's also then there would be no difference. However, something you mentioned here, blila raka, right? So if I do want to make oatmeal, right here, there's nothing left, right? There's no bits and pieces left. Right? Is that no problem at all? There. All I did was add the water. I don't need to do anything to the oatmeal, right? Because the constitution of oatmeal is such that it's able to absorb the liquid and disperse it all over the cereal provided. So, therefore, one is the if I want to prepare a bowl of oatmeal, well, how do I do it? How do I say? Somebody mentioned. Sorry. Right. So you have to do shinui seder. Stage number one. You have to change the order of the ingredients, and I would have thought the typical way during the week is to add the cereal first and then the milk or the water. So you put in the liquid first, and then
you put the liquid. It's horrible.
Sorry?
It's liquid.
Right.
It's horrible.
You add enough liquid that it, that it will end up as Bli Lo Raka. Right? It will end up as Bli Lo Raka. Bli Lo Raka is like a batter type of runny. It's got to be something. A Bli Lo Raka is something which is has got substance. It's substantial, like a batter, but it blows. Right. In other words, a coffee and drinks where the sugar and the or the Nescafe melt straight away. That's not a problem of Bli Lo Raka. It's got to have some consistency, or viscosity. But on the other hand, it's runny. And therefore, if a person would add enough water to that to make that, well, I've already made it into Bli Lo Ova, and I was meant, I didn't want to use the whole thing. But you get the basic meaning. If I would add enough water to that, the whole thing is right. This, by the way, this these crumbs became completely one. But here, I shouldn't. So if it's a Bli Lo Raka, so here's a typical Bli Lo Raka. If it's flowy, then that is permissible. Right? Okay, so those are the options. Now, Bli Lo Raka, again, Chazal required shinuyim in the Shinu HaSeder and in the mixing itself. Well, here you won't need to mix normally with these type of oatmeals and the examples provided. You don't need to mix. That's why they were so problematic. But a mixture which does need typically to be mixed. So this is the rule. You change the order from the way it's done in during the week, and then you and making sure that there's enough liquid that the resultant is a Bli Lo Raka. Now,
if you put hot milk on the Weetabix,
yeah,
then it's Bli Lo Raka.
Correct. So if you want to have a bowl of Weetabix, yeah, just add lots of milk. Yeah. Now, although you'll tell me, but what do you mean? If I would stop midway and end up with just a small amount of milk, then it would be mamash a malacha, right? As nevertheless, since you're doing it in one pouring, you've got to do it in one pouring, right? And you're going to end up with a Bli Lo Raka, that's okay. So a person wants to have sin, I would advise, it's dangerous, Weetabix, I would advise to try and do without on Shabbos, but if it's necessary, baby cereal, just the main thing to remember is a Bli Lo Raka. Yeah, as soon as you made it into Bli Lo Raka, you're away. You've distanced yourself from the Doraisa, right? And then you do if it needs mixing, so you do mixing in a shinui. What's a shinui, Rabbi Sai, in a mixing? Does anybody have a typical shinui? I think it's the only practical one which we give today. Sorry, Graham. Yeah, you do crisscross, right? You take the handle of the knife. Let's say you want egg and mayonnaise. So we're going to use Hellman's mayonnaise, Hellman's stiff mayonnaise. And you want to make egg and mayonnaise. That's typical of Bar Gibble. So therefore you dare not. So if you're using mashed eggs, no problem with mashing eggs on Shabbos. Right? Not a problem of Teuchen. You mash the eggs. If you've got with a fork, not with a masher. Unless it's an egg masher. An egg slicer is okay, but I don't think there's such a thing as an egg masher. But a normal masher should not be used. So you mash the eggs with your fork. You don't have to do a shinui in that. And then you add the mayonnaise. Well, the reason why you say stiff mayonnaise, Hellman's mayonnaise, because you haven't got a problem here. If you use liquidy mayonnaise, then you are going to automatically be foregoing the chumrah that we try to be machmir for Rebbe, because you're adding the liquid to the solid. So the best way is using a stiff mayonnaise. So here, Rabbi Yisai, and this is the chiddush I want to share with you, you've got no problem with Sinas Maim. Because the problem with Sinas Maim, stage one, is only when it starts to mix. Right? But making them merely neighbors, one next to each other, that's not a problem. Therefore, if a person, the best type of binding agent to use is a stiff binding agent. You add the mayonnaise to the egg, and then you go shesi barev, and you mix it up like this, and then like this shesi barev. The chazanish has got a chumrah that when you change from one direction, you should take it out. Otherwise, you're doing a bit of a stirring. That's a chumrah chazanish. I don't know if others are machmi. Maybe it's kedai to machmi because some rishonim hold once and twice. Rashi holds you can only do it once and twice. So it's very good according to the Rosh Hashanah. It's a tremendous shinu. The Mashmas of Shulchan Aruch is not like that, and that's the Minag Olam. We do it as many times as you like. But that is a crucial and critical to remember that shinui. You're doing a melacha d'oraisa, but for some melachas chazal are permitted a shinui. So you take the egg, as an example, you take the egg, add the mayonnaise to it. It doesn't matter, you can do it whichever way you like, because you haven't actually started the mixing process, and then you mix it up there, shesiver. Achrayonaise is another example. And mixing the mayonnaise, if it's soft mayonnaise, liquidy mayonnaise, so you just put them next to each other, so they haven't started mixing, and then again you do shesi ve'erev. If it's thick mayonnaise, no problem at all, put one on top of each other and mix. Baby cereal, as was said in B, 9B, it is imperative that enough milk should be added to make a blila raka. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael, for listening. Have a great day.